here's a story from The World.
Today is Earth Day, a day to celebrate the wonders of the natural world. It's also a time to consider how we humans change the environment, too often for the worse. Today we're turning a musical ear to that problem in our weekly look at how people are working to solve climate change, the big fix.
Change is coming.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
What we do now will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
Greenpeace and the group DJs for Climate asked musicians around the world to draw a little inspiration for Earth Day and score songs that sample the sounds of nature. One of the musicians who collaborated is Elodie Suzanne, or D'Lo. She's a jazz and electronic musician from Réunion, the French territory in the Indian Ocean. The track she composed for the project is called Yella Mama. Here's D'Lo.
We got a sample pack with sounds like ice crashing. We had sounds from nature, like from the rivers, the sea. We had loops with voices as well. We were told to make music with the objective of making the sound of the future, like what could we do with those sounds? And what kind of inspiring music could we do with that? I used a Mauritian beach. I like that. There was the voices of people of Papua New Guinea. All the rhythmical sounds are from the sample pack. So it goes like boom, gap, gap. Rhythmically, it goes a bit like that. And all of these short sounds are a clap of Arctic ice or the kicks are percussions, like some Arctic turns. So like the rhythmical bass is really made from the samples. The song is called Yella Mama. I like collaboration. If I have to do something about climate, the most important thing that to me we have to understand living on Earth is that we're not alone. And we can do things all together. So that was the first step. I met this guy, Lasana, and he's the singer of a famous band called Synapson. He sang in Wolof, which is language from Senegal. So the lyrics are about Earth and what we are doing to Mother Earth and how we need to respect it and save it. Then I was like, okay, I like the Wolof sound and it's amazing, but I need something from my island. I need Creole. And I called a friend called Justine Mauvin. This part, the Creole part mostly is about how we used to use nature for our good and now how we use nature blindly and how we are demolishing it, basically. Réunion Island, where I'm from, cyclones, typhoons, hurricanes, they don't come when they used to come. The heat period is like shifted as well. We went scuba diving. I was really proud to show my island to my girlfriend at the time, and we went like snorkeling. I went back in the water after like 10 years, you know, and I started swimming and she did too, and she was like, whoa, there's nothing here. Like, he told me it was super beautiful and full of fishes and the reef was like super colorful and everything. And I watched it and I was like, whoa, this is nothing like when I was a kid. Everything has changed. I was shocked. Like, I was shocked. And I really started to ask myself why and how could we prevent that. talk about ecology or stuff like that, and people start being like, huh, people expect you to only talk about negative things, you know. And I think that making it fun and joyful is really important too. Like, yes, it's dramatic. Yes, it's really sad. But the actions that we're taking, making the change, could be joyful and beautiful.
Musician D-Lo there with her composition Yella Mama. She penned that track under the name Eat My Butterfly. It's part of a project from DJs for Climate and Greenpeace that asked musicians to sample sounds of nature to mark Earth Day today. Head over to our website to learn more about the project and hear the music. We're at theworld.org. Our story was produced by Ian Koss and Anna Kussmer.